I've been aware for a while of the sort of debate happening in the background of my attention. I'm sure that people who are interested in education have had this debate at the foreground of their attention. But it's been one of those things that I occasionally see references to, and it's not on my agenda for the day, so I haven't really gone into it in any great depth. But there is a proposal by the Education Department to end deadlines which have been put in place to fix school infrastructure. And my immediate response is one of deep skepticism. There can be no rational reason, I think, why you would want to remove deadlines which have been set to do something which is very necessary to do. Demishel Petherbridge is an attorney in the Education Rights Program at Section 27. Demishel, good afternoon.
Afternoon. Thanks so much for having me.
Is there a non-sinister, if that's the right word, reason for this? I mean, is there a reason which at first glance, face value, seems sensible?
Sure, it's a tricky question. But at the moment, it's difficult to see how this is a rational, reasonable decision. The way we view removing these timeframes is that it's really a watering down of the Minister of Basic Education's obligations to provide adequate public school infrastructure.
What rationale has the Department of Basic Education supplied for this?
So unfortunately, no rationale at all. What you usually see when something goes open for public comment is you really just get an advert in a government gazette or on the Department of Education's website saying that regulations like these or laws or policies are open for public comment without any real reason or justification. Sometimes there is an explanatory note, but with this, there was nothing. And what worsened the situation is that while this public comment came out on the 10th of June, it wasn't widely publicized. Organizations like Section 27 and other civil society organizations only heard about this mostly through the media and through two really obscure websites. It wasn't on the department's website. It was published in a time where schools are closed for holidays or just busy finishing off with exams, so important stakeholders wouldn't even know that this is open for comment. So it's very difficult to understand why they're doing this and the process that they followed.
And just to say that they have not accepted an invitation that I wrote to their spokesperson earlier today. I wrote him and asked him to come on the radio and share an explanation with me. No response. What is the status, I mean, of deadlines? How does it work in practice? Are there deadlines? Who has set them? How reasonable are those deadlines?
So as things currently stand, we have a document called the Regulations Relating to Minimum Uniform Norms and Standards for Public School Infrastructure, which is quite a mouthful. But these regulations came out in 2013, and what was so great about them is that the department themselves, the minister herself, set down firm deadlines. And to give you an example, she said that by November 2016, schools that are built entirely out of mud, asbestos, metal, wood, you know, schools that are really in a bad condition, as well as schools that don't have any access to any form of power supply or water supply or sanitation, that they should be dealt with by November 2016. By November 2020, classroom availability should be dealt with, electricity, water, sanitation, electronic connectivity, perimeter security must all be dealt with in public schools by November 2020. There are two other deadlines that are still coming up, one for November 2023, in which all schools should have libraries and laboratories, and then by 31 December 2030, anything outstanding like sports and recreation facilities, all schools should be provided with these. And this was really great because it actually, it was a deadline that the minister had set for herself, and these were legally binding obligations on the minister to have these really critical infrastructure projects done by certain times. And it was a hard-won victory just to get these regulations published alone. So that's kind of where things stand at the moment. And what these.
But I mean, I listen to that, Demishel, yes. and I go, okay, now I understand why they don't want the deadlines, because they are yes. so far behind the deadlines. It's beyond comprehension how far behind the deadlines, the 2016 deadline and the 2020 deadline. I mean, a lot of the 2016 stuff hasn't happened. Yeah. There's still mud schools, and the 2020 stuff has at the current rate, you know, a couple of decades to go before that's all fixed.
Yes, that's 100% correct. But even though they had missed these deadlines, it was at least something we could say and hold them accountable to say, look, you've said this, you haven't done it, give us plans immediately. And we've actually recently gone to court to say, look, in terms of school sanitation, this was your deadline, you need to urgently give us plans, and the court ruled in our favor. So it was at least something that we could hold them legally obligated to. And what the proposed amendments are doing is to remove these deadlines completely and suddenly say that certain projects must just be prioritized. And there is no definition of what the word prioritized means, what this process will entail, what projects will come first. We don't know how schools are going to be budgeted for, how planning will take place. So it's a very disappointing development.
Demichelle Petherbridge, thank you very much indeed, an attorney in the Education Rights Program at Section 27.